Hi, Miss Anton speaking.
Hi, it's Sarah again about Miss Barron.
Oh, yes. Hey, how are you?
Good. We just received an update that the authorization for our agency was ending yesterday, and we have caregivers there today. So I don't know what happened there.
So she requested to switch agencies, and so they submitted authorization for them to switch out. So did you guys get a notification saying that the services were terminated today?
We just got the notification now.
Okay. So it's active until today. So now that I guess actually
because
it
says
not,
the end date is 9/9. That's yesterday. And we have caregivers there today.
Okay.
And who requested the change? Was it her
Miss Barron,
or her
actually,
son?
I see that. Hold on. Because I saw, it definitely wasn't her son. It was her.
All right.
Yeah, it definitely was her. It was her. So give me 1 second to make sure that, you know, that payment will be received for today, because I'm not really sure if that's how that works. And then I'll give you a call right back. Let me just call another supervisor, because my supervisor is on the phone.
Well, I mean, the reason she wants to switch is because she's saying that we haven't provided all the services, but I had one caregiver quit. The other caregiver was supposed to stay till midnight, but how do you expect, I mean...
These are her family members, right?
No, these are not her family. The family members were her old caregivers.
Okay.
We just started staffing it.
So the ones you're saying that don't want to go are the ones, is due to the roach infestation, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We wouldn't have a problem staffing it if it was better living conditions. And I'm still staffing it. That's what I'm saying. Like, we're still getting people over there. It's just a matter that they're not going to sit in the home for...
With that issue.
Yeah. Until midnight. Like, they go there, they make sure she's safe. They help her as best as they can. But when it comes time, I mean, at the end of the day, it's just a terrible environment.
No, I understand. I'm the middle person, so like they just submit the request and I don't even
get
a notification about
it. And she, Miss Barron, I've spoken to her every day, and she has not once said anything about this.
Okay. Well, only thing I can do is
just very frustrating, because I feel like I have really
been trying to run around
and to get her this help, and now it's like we don't even know if we're going to get paid.
Yeah. I don't think that's the issue. So I'm definitely going to make sure that it's just that you guys can still receive all that.
Just make sure that it's not a fraud issue, because if it is, if it's the fact that, you know, she wants her family caregivers who don't even go there, you know, I don't know. All right.
Okay. So, and do you have people out there right now, or is it nobody out there?
Right now, yes. There is somebody there right now.
Okay. Until 4, right?
And then I have someone else coming in at 4.
Okay. All right. So let me give someone a call. I don't want to give you false information, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right.